was one of those, if you remember that show when that was on. The Fall Guy was another one. And then a few years later, he loved the Chuck Norris version of Walker, Texas Ranger. Okay. Now, I don't know if he actually loved the show, but he would sing the song, the Chuck Norris theme song every single Saturday or Friday, whatever night it was on. I can't remember off the top of my head. And my mom would laugh because she'd be like, is this my serenade? Are you actually serenading me now with Chuck Norris? Is a theme song, so that's why that one sticks out a little bit more to me. Then on the list, finally, to wrap things up, we have Alan Oppenheimer. He is 94 years old. He actually played the voice of Skeletor on the old school He-Man. He also played Dr. Rudy Wells on the $6 Million Man before being replaced by the guy who continued the role on the Bionic Woman. So there you go. A little history connecting the two this morning. But if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember to add somebody to the list. It's easy. Just text us 355-9970. Heck, if you want to text us right now for a birthday tomorrow, we'll make sure that we get that information and we'll keep it on one of those little pieces of scratch paper I was talking about yesterday here at my desk. I'll be all ready for you tomorrow, I promise. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Not bad today. It's actually going to be fairly warm, 67 for a high. We do have a chance for a shower or a thunder shower this afternoon, but otherwise partly cloudy, and then a whole lot of sun coming our way for tomorrow and Thursday. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll also have ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
It's our last concert for this spring as Infinity brings the ultimate rock experience to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Friday, May 3rd. You know them from their sold-out Bostix and Journey Recaptured concerts earlier this year. Now they're back playing classic to current hits, and they let you pick the songs. Want to rock out to your favorite Bon Jovi hit? You got it. How about Bruno Mars or Walk the Moon? They'll play that too. But it's only for one night, Friday, May 3rd at the Legacy Dinner Theater. From AC/DC to Zeppelin and everything in between, and it's all by request. Heck, you might even hear some country and disco. One thing's for sure, it'll be a night of your favorite songs, dancing in the aisles, and you might even get to sing with the band. Come early and grab something to eat before the show. Tickets are going fast, and this show will sell out. Get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Shop the freshest produce around at Pierce's Express Market in Baraboo. This is Craig. Get first of the season Vidalia onions at 99 cents a pound, and it's the same price for Washington Fuji apples per pound. Three-pound bags of Halo clementines are $4.99 each, and red ripe strawberries are $3.99. Plus, four-count bicolor sweet corn is $2.99, 4-count assorted color bell peppers are $3.99, and a 3-pound bag of baby red potatoes are $2.99. Pierce's Express Market, providing fresh options for your family since 1924.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's criminal trial continuing in New York this morning with a hearing on whether the former president should be held in contempt for violating the court's gag order, as prosecutors allege he has done at least 10 times so far. With Trump sitting in court, President Biden is headed to Florida to campaign on the issue of abortion.
Now, down in Tampa today, the president will hold his first major campaign event on the issue 1 week before the state of Florida is set to ban abortion after 6 weeks, before most women even know they are pregnant, with exceptions, of course, for rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
That's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. More than 100 arrests were made overnight as police dismantled a pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of NYU. That follows days of protests there and on other college campuses. The Senate is returning to Washington today to vote on the $95 billion foreign aid package. It's already passed the House. It'll send money to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and will decide on the future ownership of TikTok. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu is requesting a change in her bond. An attorney for Katrina Bauer filed a motion asking that her $15,000 cash bail be reduced to a personal recognizance bond. The motion states Bauer's unable to post the cash bail. She's been in the Manitowoc County Jail since February 21st. Sturgeon fishing can continue as normal in Wisconsin. That's after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service declared the lake sturgeon population in the state is thriving and needs no protection. An environmental group out of Arizona filed a petition with the agency asking for the prehistoric fish to be listed as endangered or threatened. And Milwaukee becomes the first city in the U.S. to be recognized for its wastewater sustainability. On Earth Day Monday, the city's wastewater treatment facilities got a global recognition for its sustainable efforts. The wastewater that's collected there is reused for several green energy projects.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
An isolated shower or thundershower is possible this afternoon. Otherwise, today will be partly cloudy with a high of 67. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear 29. Tomorrow, sunshine 54 by Thursday. Mostly sunny with a high of 63. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7 FM.
We hope your morning is going well so far. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. It's 38 special now, caught up in you. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 8 now, and a gorgeous Tuesday morning. Few clouds hanging around right now out here on Goose Poop Pond, but Jay, we're working our way to a high of 67 today.
Nice.
So all in all, not too bad. Now, yesterday, I was super excited because the weather was supposed to be really warm, and it was quite beautiful out by the afternoon. When I took Aspen out for her 3-mile walk, though, yesterday morning after I wrapped up the morning show, it was chilly out there yet. I was like, we could have waited like another hour or so to actually do this, but we did not, and we suffered through. She was fine. She's always fine. Doesn't matter. Sniffing, traipsing through the ditches. She is a happy, happy girl. Oh, by the way, I do want to remind everybody to make sure they have whatever preventatives for flea and tick that they're using
yes.
up to date. Because yesterday my girl came in and she had 4 deer tick on her.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're in the prime season for those little buggers, and as annoyingly unpleasant as they are, make sure you talk to your vet about what preventatives are available, because my goodness.
Yes.
Now she's white, so I'm very, very lucky. She's mostly white with some brown splotches, so I can usually see them crawling around really, really quickly, and she can feel them because she has really short hair. So as soon as she starts feeling them crawl, she'll start biting and licking at that spot. So I'm always like, okay, settle down here. Let's figure out what it is. So I can always tell when there's a tick, but I know not all dog owners are that lucky. So just make sure your preventatives are up to date, because they're annoying and they're hungry right now and they are ready to bite is kind of how I'm seeing things. So what about your dog? Does she love to bring in the ticks and all of that good stuff?
She does. She does. And as a matter of fact, it's good to remember, like you were talking about, those preventatives. They're so important, because especially like, okay, so our dog, as we had discussed, I think it was last week, she sleeps in our bed with us.
Sure.
And last year, it was about this time, we were not, you know, spring came so quickly,
right.
And we just weren't ready for flea and tick season. And so I realized, hey, there's something in the bed, and it, you know, we had the lights off, we were sleeping and everything, and then I turned the light on, and there's a tick. Okay, so let's get up now. Everyone wake up. We got to try to find,
that helps
you know,
with the sleeping pattern, that's for sure.
Yeah. So then it was, okay, now let's check the dog. And it ended up being about a 20-minute ordeal, and we ended up getting 13 ticks.
Oh, my gosh.
Off of the dog at that point.
Oh,
so, needless to say, there was a trip to the vet the next day to get the Bravecto, which works wonderfully for her. And but we actually ended up doing the first dose of that about a month ago already, because it was really early season, you know, starting out early this year. So
and I have to say, we keep Aspie on her stuff all year round, and our vet is, because of where we live, mostly because we're literally in a forest all the time out here, and she loves to traipse through the ditches and things like that. And what we learned very quickly when we got here is that ticks will come out when it's like 32 degrees.
Yeah.
And so our vet is like, no, especially where you're at. They were like, we don't have a problem taking them off for a couple of months because it's cold. But they're like, where you're at, if we get a day at freezing, they're going to be out. So you should probably just continue yours all the time. So that's what we do. And, you know, and I'm very diligent about it in the summer months. Like I have it set on my Google calendar that this is the day we're doing a heartworm, flea, tick, all of that good stuff. But then in the winter months, I'm like, if it's a week or so late, it's not going to be as big of a deal. But in the summer months, in the spring months, I am all on top of that stuff. And she loves to bring it in. She loves to share the wealth and all of that good stuff. So we try to keep up to date on it. But just a good reminder too, that if you're somebody who loves to be outdoors, check yourself when you get done too, because they like the pets, but they also like the humans. So just make sure you check yourself so everybody stays safe and sound.
How in the heck do they get on people and pets so quickly? Because you know how it is when you're out with your dog doesn't just stand there and wait for the ticks to, you know. I don't get it.
For Aspen, I know exactly what it is, because she likes to go under shrubs and things to sniff stuff out. So she rubs on everything. I mean, she'll come in with pollen on her and stuff too. So she's rubbing up on everything. So I'm sure they probably just fall off of whatever they happen to be on, or if she's in the tall grass. Because we walk on the road out here where we walk. And so there's no sidewalks or anything. So nothing for a good majority of the spring and summer is really kept up or mowed down. So she's traipsing through grass taller than her. And I know I probably shouldn't let her, but it just makes her so darn happy. It really, really does. And we keep up to date on those preventatives. And as soon as she comes inside, we bring her down. We have a utility room, basically a utility door off our laundry room. So that's where we come in. And then she immediately gets brushed out and cleaned up for the day as well, because nobody needs what's on the muddy little paws. Now, she wears booties too, but we'll still clean up a little bit. And the booties actually help, because they don't get stuck between her little paw pads, those ticks and things like that. Also keeps the pine sap from out here on Goose Poop Pond from getting on her feet. So, by the way, dog owner, since we live in an area with lots of pine and pine sap, olive oil on the skin and on the pads or on the fur takes it right off. If you let it, take it on a cotton ball, let it sit on there for just a moment, and then you can take a little bit of a damp paper towel and wipe it off. Plus, if they decide to lick, it's not going to hurt them if they ingest it, and it works like a charm.
Wow.
Like a charm.
Good to know.
Getting that pine sap off. Because let's face it, that can't be comfortable when it gets on the feet and stuff and then sticks to the little pads on their feet. I mean, I have it sometimes. I've gotten it on my clothes. We get it on our car and all of that kind of stuff out here, and it's brutal to get off. So I can't imagine for our pets that's very comfortable when they have it dried onto their little feet. So it's just all those little things that you do as a dog owner, right?
Mm-hmm. we love our pets, don't we?
We do.
Whatever it takes.
Yes, and speaking of which, in just a few minutes here, we've got some adorable furry friends over at the Sauk County Humane Society who need great homes. So we'll talk about our pets of the week in just a few minutes. But right now, I got to talk about something way more important. Like, this is big. This is mind-blowing, actually, to me. I didn't know this was a thing you should do or could do. But if you've ever noticed the dusty stuff on your shredded cheese, I mean, we know a few things about cheese here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to notice that it's always there, whether you see it or not. It's an anti-caking agent that companies like to put in their cheese because it keeps the shreds from sticking and lumping together. And different companies are using different methods of this. Kraft uses cornstarch. Tillamook uses potato starch. Sargento uses powdered cellulose, which is basically refined wood pulp. Lucerne uses tapioca and potato starch. There's other anti-caking agents that can include calcium sulfate, which is a component in cement. Doesn't that sound tasty? All of that sounds a little questionable, quite honestly. But these are all food-safe things in small amounts. Still, not everyone is excited about ingesting some of those substances raw. So right now, there is a social media trend of people washing their shredded cheese before they use it. I had to go find this, and there are dozens and dozens and dozens of videos out there of people doing this. Now, most people just dump their cheese into a fine grated colander. They rinse it with water, and then they dry it using a paper towel. Some of them just kind of take their clean hands and kind of mix up the cheese until all of the water comes out of it, because that water then strains out and it's super, super cloudy. And sometimes it's discolored, which obviously on social media adds to the theatrics of the entire thing. And it sounds ridiculous all the way around, because it kind of is. Rinsing cheese can be a little messy. You have to measure it out first, because you shouldn't return the clean cheese to the fridge. Even if it's dried, it can develop mold a whole lot faster, because you may have washed off the mold inhibitors that are also being added. Now, you aren't going to drop dead from the stuff that's included in your shredded cheese. So you got to remember that. It might seem a little unappetizing, but there is another option. You can buy a block of cheese, shred it yourself if you really, really feel like doing that. If it's less convenient, so is washing shredded cheese, by the way. So just so we're clear on that. It will probably have more flavor too, and it can also be a little bit cheaper than buying the pre-shredded cheese. I know there's a lot of people who really, really don't want to do the dairy, don't want to do the chemicals, so they do the plant-based cheeses, which I've used on occasion. They're not horrible. They're not quite as creamy as a regular cheese, as you can imagine, but they're not horrible, so you always have that option as well. So washing our shredded cheese, this is now a thing we do in 2024. Well, I mean, heck, it's better than eating Tide Pods, I guess. So.
Yes, a lot better. I was going to say, you had me until you said social media trend. When that comes into play, then you know it's ridiculous.
You know, most of those things are ridiculous, unfortunately. But, you know, sometimes there's a little merit to them as well. I mean, I get it. There's a lot of people who do try to eat really cleanly, try to avoid as many of those weird substances as they absolutely can. So I understand that aspect of it too. I mean, you should see what I do to rinse my fruit in this house. It's kind of crazy. And there's a lot of people who don't know about this. And I learned about this from a nutritionist. So when you get fruit, even if it's organic at the store, obviously there's a few chemicals that go on to it, few substances we'll say, that keep it fresh while it's sitting there until it goes home with you. I bring all my fruit home. I get a great big mixing bowl, and then I fill it 3/4 of the way with water, because obviously when you put the fruit in, you don't want it to go over the top, right? All the water. Yeah. And then I put like 2 or 3 capfuls of apple cider vinegar in, mix that up, and then I put my fruit in. Let it sit there for like, oh, and I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. Oh, it's a wonder of the things that come off of your fruit before you put it in the fridge. That water is absolutely disgusting, even the organic fruit. But you know what? It keeps it like your strawberries and stuff, because you're getting rid of all the bacteria that's already on your strawberries. And let's face it, those go bad really, really quickly. They get really soft, mushy brown spots. I've kept strawberries after doing this in my fridge for up to 1.5 weeks without any of the brown spots, because you're taking all the bacteria off of it, right? So it stays super fresh. I could make a social media trend on that.
Yes, you should.
I should, because that's actually useful and actually really good and delicious and way easier than, you know, rinsing shredded cheese. Because, you know, I do the same thing. Then I pour all the water gently into a colander because I don't want to bruise my fruit. And it's absolutely amazing, because I just keep the container I took it out of, and I put it all back in there with a paper towel in the bottom, because it's got to have a little airflow after you dry it, rinse it, all that kind of stuff. It seems ridiculous, but it is absolutely crazy the amount of stuff that comes off fresh fruit when you're rinsing it. I do.
Well, and it's more evidence that planning ahead is beneficial, because if you just go to the fridge and say, oh, I think I'm going to have these blueberries and some strawberries. See, that's me. I don't have enough time or patience for any of that. Right. So I always, you know, I wait until I'm going to eat something. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm not perfect all the time. I mean, let's be honest. There are times when I'm like, it's okay, kids. It's fine. It's probably not going to hurt you too much. Go ahead and just eat it. I didn't have time to rinse it this time around. You know, but if I'm actually planning stuff out, or I'm making a fruit salad that I know I want to stay fresh a little bit longer because it's going to be on the table and things, I'll definitely take the extra few minutes to do it. But it's crazy. It's crazy what comes off of your fresh fruit. And I mean, sometimes you'll even, and this sounds disgusting, so hopefully nobody's eating breakfast. Sometimes you'll get those, even those little like teeny tiny bugs and stuff.
Yes.
They'll come off in the rinse as well, which is, you're like, oh, I would have actually ingested that. Mmm, that sounds tasty.
A little extra protein with your
it's pretty gross. I don't know if I'll go to the extent of rinsing my shredded cheese, but I'll definitely keep rinsing my fruit that way. That's for sure. And sometimes I'll even do it, you know, because sometimes you get apples at the store and you can tell when you take them out of the package, or as you're putting them in your bag, you know, doing the weighing thing, they're a little waxy. They get a little wax on the outside of them, right? Mm-hmm. You can see it. You can feel it. So sometimes I'll even, if my apples are really, really bad, I'll bring them home and do that with my apples too, or we'll do it before we quick eat one, or we know we're going to eat one and plan a little bit. But I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there that's supposed to keep our foods fresh, but then when you really look at it, you're like, do I really want to consume all of it? So
last year, there was a video that went viral of somebody washing strawberries and all of the stuff that came off the strawberries. And it was like a topic of discussion for like a couple of months last year. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And I've actually been washing my fruit like this for, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years now. So long before the video last year. But when I saw that, I wasn't nearly as disgusted as a lot of people were, because I'm like, just use a vinegar rinse, people. It's going to be fine. You can do this. So just a little tip, though, this summer, especially if you go out and you do like those fresh pick strawberries and stuff as well, you know, those tend to go, you know, get brown and maybe a little soft and mushy really, really quickly. It will work the same on those as well, to preserve them and keep them in your refrigerator just a little bit longer, because again, it's just really removing the bacteria that makes all that stuff go kind of yucky fast off the outside of it. So
you can make your own fruit and veggie wash at home. You don't have to go buy it.
No, that's kind of spray expensive. Bottle stuff, that's weird. Yeah, it's just apple cider vinegar and water. That's all you need, and a colander. I promise it will work. It will absolutely work. Again, I've been doing this for a while. It's my little tip for the day as we get into the nicer months and we're trying to preserve some of those that taste summer, right? Because plus then you go to the farmers markets and all of that. You can use it on veggies too, by the way. I use it on my green beans once in a while. If we do fresh snapped green beans and stuff, I'll use it on that too. So just keeps things preserved just a little bit, and makes you feel a little bit better about what you're eating. Heck, I use vinegar to in my laundry. I use vinegar to clean out bathrooms and everything at our house, because it's a natural cleaning agent. And I, you know, who cares if your house smells like dill pickles for a little bit? It's fine. Rather dill pickles than whatever a teenage boy is left behind. Let's put it like that. Right. That's all you got to know, right?
That can be gross too, right?
That's right. That's right. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Sometimes you just don't ask questions. You just get the vinegar and the heavy duty disinfectants out. That's it. A shower or maybe a thunder shower possible this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. 67 for a high. It is going to be absolutely gorgeous. Clear tonight down to 29. And then we've got a whole lot of sun coming our way tomorrow and Thursday. 54 tomorrow, 63 on Thursday. Right now, it is 53.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. AMCHealth.com.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
Like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day, or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Big deals.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi. Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at MaxFMBigDeals.com and start saving.
Maximum music. MaxFM.
It's 8:30 right now. We hope that you are having a great Tuesday. I mean, hey, we made it through our Monday. That's an accomplishment in itself. Now we can just get on with the rest of our week and hopefully closer to the weekend. It's the Buggles now. Video killed the radio star on Max FM.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
The first video on MTV when it actually played videos, Jay. Maximum
back
hits
in the
of
day.
The 80s. Yeah, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 834 right now. It's been a long time since MTV actually played a music video. I'm not even sure they know what that means in this day and age, but they sure know what the reality TV is. That's one thing they've got going for them, my goodness.
Yeah.
I remember MTV at its heyday, too. It was the best, and then the artists would compete for the best videos, and they were like masterpieces and little movies, and it was so incredible. Michael Jackson really upped the game for a lot of the artists. Oh my gosh, I loved MTV back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as Real World hit, you knew, you kind of felt a change. You felt a change in how MTV was going about doing things. That's for sure.
I talked about that yesterday when I was, I've been filling in on the midday show here at Max FM, and I mentioned that Real World and Road Rules kind of took over,
and then MTV changed drastically. That's one thing I guess it has going for it now. And like now it's like unrecognizable, right? They don't do you remember like MTV World News and all of that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
They did those
Kurt Loder.
Yes, he was the best. They did those news breaks, and Downtown Julie Brown and Martha Martha Quinn on there, and it was good stuff. It was good stuff back in its day.
Yep.
But that just tells you how old we actually are, that we remember this. There are young people now going, MTV used to actually play music? Like, what is this that I'm hearing?
Right.
Or they've never even heard of MTV at this
Yeah,
point.
That's the other thing. What do you mean? There was no TikTok back then?
Right, you know? Right. That's where we get all the best music now. What are you talking about?
Well, it's sad when my daughter, she's 14 going on 21, like I always mm-hmm. say, and she said that I'm old because I watch YouTube. So that's what the old people watch,
that's
apparently.
What the old people are watching. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, my kids watch YouTube for a lot of different things. They do some Snapchat because their friends Snapchat. Obviously, they call it the Tiki Tac. So they watch some stuff on TikTok, mostly to make fun of the stuff on TikTok. They're not really into Instagram. And obviously, Facebook is what the really old people are doing now. So,
yes.
Yeah. So if you remember MTV back in its heyday, well, you can be old right along with us. It's fine. So yesterday we celebrated Earth Day, right? And some people, got into the spirit by figuring out how to recycle some of the worthless clutter that's piling up in their homes, which I think is a good way of doing it, making sure you're getting rid of it safely, right? Google Trends released some search data on what people in various states are looking to recycle more than in other states. So here's the thing that each state is fixated on. 11 states are focused on typical stuff. So bottles and cans. Another 13 states are Googling how to dispose of tech like TVs, phones, and computers. And interestingly enough, in Alabama, they're specifically looking to deal the tube TVs. So they're just coming around to the LEDs there in Alabama. That's good. That's good. We're finally catching up. 5 states want to be reminded of the process for batteries, AA and car batteries. 4 states are asking about pizza boxes. 2 states are looking to get rid of tires. 2 more have excess clothes. And a couple more are looking to dispose of old mattresses. Then there's the weirder stuff in life, okay? So people in Ohio and Vermont want to know how to recycle wrapping paper. Well, it's just paper, people. So probably the same way that you would recycle any old paper. I know that, the pictures and the texture kind of throw you off a little bit, but it is just essentially paper. And then there's the folks in Nevada and Georgia who need to deal with Christmas trees. Do they not do a Christmas tree pickup? Because I think that's one of the greatest things about living in the Midwest. Every Midwestern city we've ever lived in has some sort of like curbside Christmas tree pickup on a designated day. It's up to you to just make sure it's actually there, right?
You know what you should do with that Christmas tree is save it, put it out in the backyard, wait for it to really dry up. And then in the spring, when you're done cleaning up the yard and you're going to have a bonfire, put that tree on the bonfire and watch that baby go.
Yes, it is like gasoline. Yeah, it's super fun to do that. The other thing I'd say is if you're right around this area, remember the Big Cat Rescue will always take those Christmas trees for the big cats as well. So that's another place that you can distribute them. For Colorado, they're looking to figure out how to get rid of paint, which is kind of a big one because you don't want to put that down your sewer drains. I know a lot of people, that's like the first thing they want to do, but that's not exactly good. For Tennessee, they're trying to figure out how to get plastic bags, get rid of plastic bags. Well, if you were here in Wisconsin, you would just know that you have a bag full of bags and you keep those underneath your kitchen sink like a good Midwesterner should.
Yes.
In Texas, it's plastic hangers. In South Dakota, my home state, they're trying to figure out how to get rid of egg cartons for some reason. All right. Well, that probably checks out. They're not really sure what to do. Recycling is kind of a newfangled gadget there in South Dakota. For Wyoming, they're trying to get rid of fast food cups. That's an interesting one, though, right? Because they're not really paper. You shouldn't probably throw them into the garbage. And then if you're in the restaurant, you're in a restaurant with a recycle bin, they specifically say no cups. So that is an interesting one. And that would be a fascinating one to figure out what you're actually supposed to do with it. Because then you have the lid and you also have the straw. Those can't go in the same thing. So to me, that's one that I don't know if we have enough clarity on yet. In Florida, they're trying to get rid of red Solo cups now that the spring break crowds are gone. That one also checks out. In Louisiana, it's also on brand Mardi Gras beads. That's a big thing they're trying to figure out how to properly dispose of. And for Indiana, it's eclipse glasses, which makes total sense because Indianapolis was pretty much dead center for totality a couple of weeks ago. Now, I was looking at this particular map here in Wisconsin. We're pretty average. We're just trying to figure out how to get rid of our old TVs properly. So that also makes sense. But you know, there's different rules. I always love that Sauk County does a spring cleanup. That should be coming up in the next couple of months so that, know, you can properly distribute of some of these things that we are talking about right now. So I do appreciate that. You know, it's sometimes small fees, but it definitely gets all that clutter out of your garage, especially if you're trying to do a little spring cleaning, summer cleaning, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, just make sure you check out some of the local regulations. And if you call those places, like your recycling companies, the people who pick up, you know, for your garbage, your recycle bins, they'll be happy to explain to you the rules and maybe give you an idea of where to take some of that stuff too. Yeah. So, it's,
or you
it's
can always call the county too. Yeah,
this is true. It's it's complicated. And I think that's why people maybe give up on the recycle thing so quickly, because there are specific rules for it. And then it feels really, really hard, kind of like washing our shredded cheese. And then we just are like, you know, we just can't do this anymore. So we give up, I think, a little too quickly. But just make some phone calls. I promise you'll get the answers that you're looking for, even if you got to do a little legwork. Now, I want to change gears here completely because, I mean, this is maybe like a little upscale recycling. When we're talking about our pets of the week, all these adorable furry faces, Jay, over at the Sauk County Humane Society, who are looking for brand new homes, right? And we've got a couple of adorable ones this week. We're going to talk about our dog of the week first, who is Gabby. Look at her. Isn't she beautiful?
Just cute.
She's
just
adorable. Cute. She is a 1.5-year-old blue heeler who was surrendered to the shelter when the other dogs in the home didn't really get along with Gabby. She's extremely shy and very terrified when she first came into the shelter. She's begun to blossom, though, in a foster home, and she is living right now with another dog and a young kiddo as well. She's lived with cats in the past. She walks well on a leash. She knows several commands, and she is house trained. Her new family, though, is going to need to have a lot of patience with her because she is really shy around new people. A fenced-in yard would be a huge plus for Gabby. She is spayed. She'll be microchipped and up to date on vaccines before going home. A little work, a little patience, and she looks like she would just be the best family companion.
And she's only a year and a half old. Yes. She's basically a pup still.
Yeah, so you're still going to have a whole lot of fun with her. And heelers, oh my gosh, they are just the bravest, sweetest, quirkiest little buggers out there. I love heelers. They are just absolutely awesome. So check out Gabby, though, if you're interested in a new dog for the home. And remember, it might take a little patience and a little work, but I promise she's going to be awesome once you get through to her. Yes. And then our cat of the week. Oh, I love the name. Kitty Kitty is our cat. Yeah. Look at how adorable. I love her. She is 4 years old. She's a gray tabby, domestic short hair. She's talkative and she can hold a conversation with just about anybody, a girl after my own heart. She's going to meet you at her kennel door with tales to tell and she's going to ask you to get out. Kitty Kitty loves to play in the socialization room. She loves to bat balls. She loves those toy mice as they roll across the floor. She's very affectionate and she enjoys lap time, and she's going to meow asking for attention. She's also going to be waiting for you to come home with stories of her adventures from the day. I mean, you're going to have a lot of conversations with this gal. She is spayed. She'll be microchipped and up to date on her vaccines before going home. She is absolutely adorable with her pink little nose. So she sounds like a very adventurous girl if you're looking for a cat with something to say. Now, of course, they are just a couple of weeks away over at the Sauk County Humane Society from their largest fundraising event of the year. This is their 25th annual Paws Walk. It's going to be Saturday, May 4th over at the Baraboo Dog Park from 9 to 1. There's going to be a 1 or 3 mile walk along the river. And of course, you can bring the family, enjoy a whole lot of activities, a canine demonstration, dog agility. Madison Herpetology is going to be there. There's going to be music, vendors, and food. They're also going to be offering low-cost microchipping. So important if you want to keep tabs on those furry friends. Now, you can still register to be a walker, or you can still gather pledges as well. All you have to do is go to saukhumane.org for more information, and you can also find out about some of their upcoming events over there as well. You can check out pictures of Gabby and Kitty Kitty and some of the other amazing pets right now that need really great homes. So again, saukhumane.org. I don't think you're going to go wrong with either of our pets of the week, though, this week. They are adorable. I love
it. Maybe adopt both of them.
Yes. I mean, Gabby gets along well with cats. So there you go. You know, they have their own built-in companion right there. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at this forecast. I know it's a little cloudy here this morning, but by this afternoon, though, some of those clouds should give way. We will have a slight chance for a shower or a thunder shower today. Some beautiful temperatures, though, and then lots of sun coming our way for the next couple of days. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Take a look at some of the results from last night. We'll start things off with softball. It was the Baraboo Thunderbirds getting a 3-0 win over Sauk Prairie at Pierce Park. Reedsburg fell to Mount Horeb at home, 9-5 the final there. DeForest gets a 6-2 win against Stoughton. River Valley tops McFarland 8-2. And Edgewood with a 14-4 win over Madison La Follette East. Baseball last night, Sauk Prairie gets a win over Portage. Reedsburg 11-7 the win against Beaver Dam. There's a massive invite today for boys golfers at the Sand Valley Golf Resort, as most of the area teams will be participating, including Wisconsin Dells, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, Baraboo, Mauston, and more. That gets started at 11 a.m. Sauk Prairie is going to be hosting a track and field quad, as Baraboo, Milton, and Monona Grove will all head to Sauk Prairie for that one. It gets started at 4. Baseball for the Thunderbirds is going to be traveling to Mount Horeb at 5 o'clock. The soccer team will be over at Reedsburg at that same time. And softball will welcome Edgewood also at 5 o'clock. Boys tennis tonight for Baraboo is going to travel to Sauk Prairie. For Reedsburg, their track team will take part in a quad as well, as Mount Horeb is going to be hosting the Beavers, along with the Beavers of Beaver Dam and Oregon. Reedsburg and Sauk Prairie will play in baseball in Isham Park tonight at 5, and the softball team for the Beavers will be at McFarland. Mentioned all the events for the Sauk Prairie Eagles, with the exception of softball, as their team is going to be hosting Stoughton at 5 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, it's going to be the soccer squad for the Eagles traveling to McFarland. And Portage will also compete in a quad tonight for track and field. They're going to be heading to DeForest for that one. McFarland and Watertown, the other two teams participating in that four-team event. Portage hosts Stoughton tonight for baseball at 5 o'clock. The softball team will be at Mount Horeb, and Edgewood will be in town to square off with the soccer squad. 6 o'clock will be the start time for it. Very busy night of action. Check out the schedule for all the details. Bucks return to the court tonight, 7:30. They'll be hosting the Indiana Pacers. Team will be looking to take a 2-0 series lead. A lot of controversy last night around the NBA playoffs. 76ers blew a late lead, ended up falling 104-101. Team announced that they'll be filing a formal complaint with the league over the officiating across the first two games before heading to Philadelphia. And it was a similar story late last night, as LeBron James went off on the officials in the post-game press conference. His team had a big lead over Denver, but the Nuggets came back to win that one 101-99. Both of the road teams find themselves trailing 2-0 in those two series. The Brewers' winning streak comes to an end. 4-2, they lose their first game to the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday. Game 2 of this four-game series will be played tonight. 5:40 is the first pitch. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City.
and an isolated shower or thundershower is possible this afternoon. Otherwise, today will be partly cloudy with a high of 67, the wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear 29. Tomorrow, sunshine 54 by Thursday. Mostly sunny with a high of 63. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7 Max FM. 8:50 right now. We hope that you're having a great Tuesday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. And what a gorgeous day it's going to be. I mean, you just heard Sean, 67 for a high. Maybe a little sunshine as well. We could definitely take that. Here's Cyndi Lauper on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:54 right now, and I got a message over on my Facebook page, Jay, and Tina wanted to know about the wash that I use for my fruit again, because she caught the last part of the conversation. So super simple. It's just water. Use a huge mixing bowl, and I fill up the bowl, like, I don't know, half to three quarters full, and then it's literally like two or three capfuls of apple cider vinegar. That's it. Mix it up. Gently add your fruit in so it's not splooshing all over the place, and then just let it sit there for 15-20 minutes. That's all you got to do. Super easy. So
I think that the apple cider vinegar actually never really expires, so if you have a bottle of it that's been sitting around for a while, like I do, I think I've had it for 3 years, It's still, it's still sitting in the cabinet.
I got to be honest. One of the best facial cleaners that I have ever used in my entire life. And this was a tip that I got from my dermatologist because I was having a hard time finding a facial cleanser that I really liked. I have a combination skin, so it just nothing was really working, right? I didn't really want a prescription because I didn't need one. She's like, so here's what you're going to do. And I said, okay. She said, you're going to go to the store and you're going to buy yourself some witch hazel, some pure like organic type witch hazel. I'm like, okay. She goes, then you're going to fill up a dark spray bottle with that. She goes, you know, she goes like most of the way up, like three quarters of the way up. She goes, then you're going to add one cap full of apple cider vinegar to it and shake it. Best facial cleanser I have ever used in my entire life. I've been doing this now for like 7 years. That's been like my face cleaner. I use it twice a day. Doesn't dry things out. Doesn't make things like too oily. It is essentially the best facial cleanser I've ever used. And that was a tip from my own dermatologist who I've been seeing now since we moved here 7 years ago. So love it. And I even have my Dexter using it, you know, because teenagers and stuff. And now he's like, I don't want like this really awful skin, Mom. I want to take care of it. And he's been using it. And I tell you, he was having a lot of breakouts on his face. He started using it about 2 years ago, cleared it all up within probably like a week. Absolutely crazy. And I gave him like a really good routine. So he's using like some really good foamy cleanser and then that every day as well. And he's got great skin now. So nice. It sounds weird. Some of these things, I know, like there's a lot of products out there that we've been bombarded with, but sometimes you just go back to the basics and it's weird what happens sometimes when you do that. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not opposed to using like actual facial cleansers. I have all of that kind of stuff too, but for like my actual out of the shower before I put moisturizer on and stuff, that's what I slap on my face. And it's pretty awesome. Plus if you start getting a breakout with the apple cider vinegar in it, I'm telling you ladies, within just a couple of days, like it's gone. You don't even realize you were even starting a breakout. It's kind of crazy how that all works. So those are my little tips for the day. There you go. It's like, you know, hints from Heloise. Remember that was when that was an article in the paper? So I don't know what I call my article, but that's your tips for Maddie for the day. Now, we've got some celebrating to do with our calendar days here that we've got to take a look at because, of course, we're just trying to find little things that get us to the weekend a whole lot faster. So let's look at what we've got for today. Today is English Language Day as well as Spanish Language Day, which I feel like is appropriate because the English language is just a bunch of things that were stolen from other languages. So I feel like that's very appropriate, right?
Yes.
Let's see. It's also International Nose Picking Day today.
Perfect.
Probably don't do that. Every time we celebrate this day, it reminds me of the kid in school. His name was Barrett, and he used to pick his nose and then eat everything that he got out of his nose. And I remember one day, somebody, I don't remember who it was, they set a loaf of bread on his desk. It was one of the kids in our class because it was really, really kind of disgusting. So he celebrated this day a lot as a kid. I don't know how he's doing as an adult. It's been years since I've seen him, but as a kid, he was well into this one. Let's see. It's also movie theater day today. This one feels a little sad to me because it feels like theaters are losing their zest, especially with all the streaming platforms out there now and the fact that a lot of movies are released at the same times they come into theaters, or they're released like a couple weeks later, so people just don't feel the need to go to the theaters as much. And there's some movies that just are better when you watch it on a big screen, right? There are just some. I think about all the Star Wars movies. If you're a Star Wars junkie, even Top Gun Maverick that came out a couple summers ago, like if you saw that first at home, cool, but if you saw it on a big screen first with the floor actually vibrating under your feet, that was something to behold, right? Yeah. So those are the types of things I think about. So movie theaters, if you have a chance to go see them, or there's something really there, I know they can be a little spendy, but sometimes totally worth it. It's also National Picnic Day today. Still might be a little chilly for that in the upper Midwest, but, you know, each their own. We're not going to judge, especially if you want to get out there and enjoy the 67-degree weather that we're going to have today. National Lost Dog Awareness Day is also today. See, this is why the Sauk County Humane Society offers all those microchipping clinics and low-cost microchipping for this reason alone. Now, I have to ask, is your Ava microchipped? Does she have a microchip if she goes missing someday?
She is.